Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our series titled The Great Companions of Our Beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will today be discussing one of the great companions by the name of Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born 8 years after our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which means he was 8 years younger than our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he passed away 9 years after the demise of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the son of Rabah. He was a very brave and a very beloved companion of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was also known as Bilal al-Habashi because he was originally from Habasha, which is a region near or including Ethiopia. He was the 7th person to accept Islam. This became the cause of punishment and trouble for him at the hands of his master, Umayyah ibn Khalf. But this did not affect him and he remained steadfast on Islam. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu freed Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu by purchasing him and thereafter freeing him. He was given the great honor of being chosen by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the first ever adhan in Islam. He migrated to Medina and participated in major battles including Badr, Uhud and Khandaq. In the Battle of Badr, he killed his former master Umayyah ibn Khalf. He remained by the side of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and supported him till our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from this world. After the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was overcome with such grief that he decided he could no longer stay in Medina and he then left to live in Syria. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in Syria approximately at the age of 63 and is buried in Damascus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu a great amount of reward for all of his services to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to deen, and give us all the ability to emulate these great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.